Girlies, welcome to the Stressed to Blessed podcast and YouTube channel. I am your host, Rebecca Lyons. I am a women's empowerment and mind and soul coach. I basically help women feel better about themselves. And this podcast, this YouTube channel has been a long time in the making. Trust me, I'm so excited to be here. I'm so excited to just talk unfiltered about what it is like being a woman, being a sensitive, introverted, intuitive woman in 2024. I have transformed a lot of things in my life. I used to be very disempowered. I felt like a victim and I struggled very badly with eating disorders, my mental health, and chronic gut issues, not to mention confidence, low self-esteem, and a very negative inner dialogue. So, on this journey, since having my spiritual awakening around the time of my Saturn return, and I know the girlies who are watching this will get it. If you don't, please leave a comment. And if you want me to explain anything, I am more than happy to do that. But this is my little welcome. I wanted to just introduce myself. I'm very active on TikTok, on Instagram, so please do connect with me on there. And I want to explain what you have to look forward to, what is coming on this season, season one of the Stressed to Blessed podcast. So we are going to be diving into real, raw, authentic chats about mental health, depression, chronic illness. We are going to be talking about spirituality, manifestation, how to live your most authentic, most aligned life, not in a over-the-top, unsustainable, unrealistic way. You still want to live your life. We are not getting any younger. We are aging every single day. With that being said, we can hold ourselves back a lot. I know for me personally, I have procrastinated a lot on my hopes and dreams. And this podcast being one of them, this has been over a year in the making, guys. Over a year. But this week, I think, last week, I'd had enough. I'd had enough of my procrastinating. I took a load of things off of my to-do list and I prioritized what was important, what I wanted to do. And this podcast was one of them. So, welcome. If you identify with being the black sheep, sensitive, different to other people, maybe you're a deep thinker, a deep feeler, you're really into self-development, manifestation, and you love to learn, this is your new safe space. I just almost like pinch me because I can't believe I'm finally doing this and not just a podcast. I'm recording it. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see me. Hi. So yeah, it's not perfect. I don't have the most high-tech equipment, but I'm doing it. For my girlies who are into things like astrology and human design, I am a Libra sun and a Capricorn moon and a Capricorn rising, and I have a lot of placements in the eighth house, which is ruled by Scorpio. So my life has been about transformation, inner death and rebirths, and I'm really here to speak about taboo topics, aka mental health, right? A lot of people are struggling in the world right now. A lot of women are struggling, and a lot of men are struggling too. But I'm really here to speak to the girls. I'm a girl's girl. I love to talk about what it's like being a woman, PMDD, anxiety, depression, overcoming eating disorders, and just elevating your self-identity. Saw a little speck of light then. And I truly, truly believe in God. I am not a religious girl, but I'm very spiritual. I work with the Akashic Records. I don't know if you know what they are. You can think of the Akashic Records as the library of your soul, past, present, future, all collected, all information, all past experiences and future potentials are held in this library, this energetic library. They call the Akashic Records the Internet of God. So on my journey of transformation from being a very disempowered, unconfident woman, I studied life coaching, I studied meditation, I studied tarot, I studied the Akashic Records, and I've been to Dr. Joe Dispenza's meditation retreats. I have been to Bali, and that's where I was introduced to the Akashic Records. And I'm just like a soul traveling in this era, this age of information, just absorbing as much as I can to help me live a better, more aligned, authentic life, to let go of the past, to not care about what other people are thinking, and to go for the things that I want to do. Knowing that, you know, there are people who are going to watch this and they're going to laugh and they're going to think that I'm dumb. But that's okay, because my videos, my podcast is not for those people. And I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to play small because I'm afraid of what other people think, because that is such a shame. And I refuse to live my life like that anymore. So if you can relate to what I've been saying, and you are a sensitive woman who is on this journey of healing, of personal development, of overcoming insecurities, doubt, fear, this is your number one new podcast. So please subscribe. Please leave a review when you've listened. If you like what you hear, please connect with me on socials. Please share any episodes that have helped you with your loved ones, with your social media following, so that we can all heal and evolve together. Thank you so much for being here. I wanted to make this short and sweet, so stay tuned. I have a load of episodes coming. I'm launching with at least 5, and then we're going to be releasing 2 episodes a week for a while. So I wanted to make this a place where you can come and you can binge and you can listen, and just anytime you're not feeling good, anytime you're overthinking things or you're stuck in the past or you just don't feel good, I want you to come to this podcast, this YouTube channel, listen and feel better. Every single time. That is the intention with this channel. So with that being said, I can't wait to get to know so many of you. I look forward to hearing your feedback, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.